T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. Trump says U.S. Navy destroyed an Iranian drone in a defensive action in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has continued to do nothing but harass folks. And here's the thing, okay, that you need to understand about this. The left will say, oh, it's because, you know, Trump stopped paying them. I mean, Trump stopped the Iranian deal.
I think you had it right the first time.
Sorry. Freudian slip.
Yes.
Trump stopped the Iranian deal. It's his fault. Keep in mind, the Iranian deal is still in effect with all the other countries who signed it. They're violating it with every other country who signed it. So that's a problem. But I wanted to play this for you because this boy, you can tell. And well, hold on, before I get to this audio, the BBC actually published a piece on the 10th of July. Headline, Iran nuclear deal, U.S. enrichment breaches are extortion. That's exactly what they're doing. They're extorting. Why are they doing? Because Obama taught them that if they shoot down our drones, which is exactly what they did to start the whole Iran deal, they shot down our drones. And we said, here, we'll give you pallets of cash. And they said, sure, can we keep enriching uranium and then just lie about it? Yeah, that'd be fine. We'll set up a deal where once we bust you, which we never will, enriching uranium at a level you'll need to go nuclear. We'll give you 20 days before we'll come in and inspect. Well, that's exactly the amount of time that they need to clean the thing up before they get there, right? So, but we'll just pay you to pretend like you're going along with the deal. And Iran said, I'll take that. And they lifted the sanctions and we paid them with pallets of cash. So we taught them, starting the Obama regime, if you shoot down American drones, and they actually didn't shoot the drone down, they attempted to. If you fire at us, we'll pay you. And that's a powerful lesson. And so they are understandably enraged. You know, it's like a birthday cake. You know what I mean? I let my kids have my husband's birthday cake 2 nights in a row, right? So on night 3, they expect birthday cake.
Absolutely.
And they're outraged when I'm taking the cake and throwing it in the trash. There were actual tears. I'm like, I'm not letting you get fat. You know? Yes, 2 nights in a row is plenty. We're done here. Actual tears. Why? Because I established the precedent the night before that they could have cake. Well, this is what Iran is doing. But nobody in our lifetime, Lee, has hurt Iran like Trump. I mean, they still were able to export about 20% of their oil. His last round of sanctions ended that. He yanked it from them. I mean, they are hurt. The people were already in the streets because they're hungry. Their businesses are collapsing. And they had to threaten to execute them if they demonstrated. And that was before Trump did this latest round. So here's General Jack Keane saying he's never seen Iran. This is an actual general. General Jack Keane saying he's never seen Iran in such a defensive position.
The leadership in Iran is back on their heels, literally, for the first time that I have ever seen. And what we need to do is not overreact, be patient, because the strategy we have in place is working. And we don't need to go up the ladder of escalation with the Iranians in a way that they would love to take us there. We have to be careful about what we're doing. Our strategy, our offensive strategy is working, and don't fall into a provocation trap that they're setting for us.
Iran has shown signs it may be willing to negotiate a deal with the U.S. over its ballistic missile program.
Wait, I'm sorry. Iran just said they may be willing to negotiate a deal over the ballistic missile program. Wow, that's a huge move, Lee. If you understand the Iran deal, we were not only going to let them have the missile needed to deliver the nuke, we were going to help them broker the deal with either the Chinese or the Russians. I bet my spokes didn't know that. So, I mean, this is a big step for them, but be willing to give up the missile to deliver the nuke on. That's going to make it hard to deliver the nuke.
Yeah, the thing people don't realize is that Iran nuclear deal allowed Iran to get nuclear weapons, not stopping them from doing it.
And even allowed them after 5 to 6 years to purchase the missile, right, on which exactly to deliver them. I mean, it was that outrageous. It was literally a danger to national security. The deal existing put us in more danger than no deal at all. Because at least then we wouldn't be brokering the sale of the missile to deliver the nuke to our shores.
Right.
But nobody knows that because the media keeps people dumb. So for General Jack Keane to say that, I mean, he's never seen Iran in such a defensive position. You know what's interesting about this too, Lee? Okay, what General Jack Keane was just saying there is to Trump. Okay, this is a general, right? It's supposed to be a warmonger, right? You're a general. That's the business exactly. You're in, right? So we're always told by the Democrats, we need to cut the military. They just want to go to war anyway. And he's cautioning Trump, right? What? Don't go to war. Don't take the bait. Why is Iran doing this? Ultimately, why are they doing this? Because they know that the Democrats are on their side. And if Trump hits Iran, even a missile facility, say, or, you know, some sort of missile development facility, or I don't know, something, right? So, some true military site, and gives them 48 hours notice so they can clear out, and some janitor doesn't get the message, or they strap them to the statue in the front as a human shield.
Yeah.
Iran knows the Democrats will go ballistic on Trump and do their work for him because, you know, Iran, Democrats, same thing, right? So this whole strategy they're using relies on the Democrats' anti-American, pro-Iranian stance. That's what's so outrageous. It's what ties Trump's hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Iran, it's the Democrats. So I don't know. What else is going on today that's got your goat, Lee?
Well, I tell you, I'm still just irritated with the whole way that this chant thing at North Carolina is still trying to make news, and they're still trying to kick this can down the road, the pretension that this is racist when it is simply just about politics. And now, do you think somebody got to Trump? Because yesterday it came out that he sort of said, I felt badly about that. You know, I didn't really acknowledge it, and I spoke real quickly afterwards to move on. There's a report that somebody in his family sort of read him the Riot Act about this. Like, dude, you got to pull back on this.
Well, maybe. But here's the thing. If somebody in his family didn't read him the Riot Act, then I guarantee you the GOP leadership did. He probably got phone calls like, dude, you know, I mean, we're fine. I mean, and to their credit, for once, they did back him. I mean, they did back. They didn't go as far as they should have, but they did back him. They did stand up for him.
Yeah.
And then there's that chant. It puts them all in hot water. Not one of them can go on television for any reason without being asked about it. It creates a lot of tension, and it wasn't necessary. Look, it also wasn't Trump's fault. He didn't lead him in a chant. The people at the rally did. It's just one of those things. And again, as I said earlier, people at the rally actually know who Ilhan Omar and AOC are. They get all the news.
Well,
they know that she wouldn't condemn Al-Qaeda. They know that she wouldn't condemn the terror attack this week by a left-wing person. They know that she's written letters on behalf of ISIS terrorists trying to get them out of jail. They know all of that. The American people, most of them do not because they're kept dumb by the media. So, I mean, when you know all of that, that chant was tame.
Well, here's what I would like to see happen. I would like to see the American media give as much attention to the rallies of the Democrat presidential candidates as they do to President Trump's MAGA rallies. And let's hear some of the chants that go up at those rallies and then decide whether or not those are racist or inflammatory or inciting violence.
Yeah, we don't even have to go that far. I mean, again, in the beginning of the show, this caused me to lose my mind how ABC framed this.
But tonight, John Carl asking the president if his own tweets led to all of this.
Again, we had a left-wing terror attack this week by a guy who, in his manifesto, used the word concentration camp to justify
right.
his attack and plans to murder people in the building, the ICE building he attacked. He used AOC's words.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come up with that on his own. Nobody was calling these places concentration camps before she did. And yet she has not once been asked by a mainstream media news reporter about it.
Yeah, not by mainstream media.
No.
But yeah.
So again, if Trump's tweets cause racist atrocities like that chant, then why can't we believe that AOC's tweets, because she called it a concentration camp in that tweet, led to the attempted murder in a facility? And here's the thing. Trump didn't say anything untrue in his tweet.
No.
She lied. She lied about the conditions in those holding facilities. That has been debunked. It's even been debunked by a Hispanic, president of a Hispanic Ministers Association that worked on immigration policy with Obama, who was outraged. I played the audio. He said she lied. I went there. I was concerned. I'm Hispanic myself. It didn't happen. They're not drinking out of toilets. So, I mean, her lies caused a terror attack. And she doesn't even have to, not only does she not have to justify it, not only will they not ask if her tweets caused it, if we're of the belief tweets can cause violence or bad things, then she's exhibit A. I mean, the woman glares at the camera and refuses to condemn the attempted murder of law enforcement officers. I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't believe I'm watching this, Lee.
Well, it's the dual justice system that goes on in this country. Everything bad that happens is the responsibility and tied to Donald Trump and Republicans, and then there are no consequences for any actions of anything that liberals do.
Texter writes, you won't read this, which is, of course, the fastest way to get me to read your tweet or your text. You won't read this, but Trump's comments about Omar and AOC were based not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character.
Yeah, I said that earlier this week.
Yeah, and you nailed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going to jump to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. All right, a lot of you still commenting on Trump, according to ABC, throwing his supporters under the bus, maybe, saying he didn't agree with the chant, the send her back chant. Some of you not happy. Now some of you on the text line, you're not happy with Trump. Now some of you on the text line not happy with those who are not happy with Trump. I don't think people realize how fragile the conservative coalition is. People are angry because Trump threw them under the bus. Sounds like they are ready to abandon him too. So he made a mistake. Big deal. Tell him and then keep pushing to the right. Can't start infighting now or we will definitely lose this war. Text writes, maybe Trump is just letting everyone know he's feeling like he's on his own. Maybe he's letting people know he would like a little help. Yeah, it'd be nice if he had a little help. Texter writes, yeah, boy, this is well put. Never could have imagined we'd be at the point that the Democrats are more dangerous than freaking Iran. Okay, yeah, we are there. But no, Iran is dangerous because of the freaking Democrats, would be the way I'd rearrange that text. Iran's power lies, so the only play Iran has right now, as General Jack Keane essentially explained, is to goad Trump into hitting them. And then making sure there's a human target on the site. Because we only need one. They'll talk about what a great dad he was and how everybody loved him. No one will mention he was locked in a cage and left as a human sacrifice by the Iranians. No, I mean, it'll be left like this. And the Democrats will just flog Trump. Neocon warmonger. Iran's entire strategy to get these sanctions lifted, which are working. They're working gangbusters. Nobody in our lifetime has ever been this tough on Iran with this much success. Their entire strategy, the only play they have left, is to get Trump to hit them so that the Democrats hit Trump hard and can cause some doubts that, oh, he's going to go into an Iraq-style war again. Nobody wants to do that. That's their strategy. And when you have a general, general, Jack Keane, saying he's never seen Iran in such a defensive position, it's what I've said. Texter writes, paraphrasing Omar, the weight of Trump's words were heavier to the listener than to me, so no apologies. Another texter writes, oh, I like this. Trump can throw me under the bus anytime. He's been assaulted enough. Let's take one for the team. Trump has taken a lot for you. Texter writes, are Democrats in effect saying they don't want to be treated differently because of race, but want to be treated differently and looked at differently because of race and sex. They want everyone to be seen as the same while race baiting and introducing race into every situation where it wasn't. I am so tired of my race being used as a darn crutch for corrupt, immoral, self-centered, ungodly political gain. It's sickening, cowardly, and cheap. And the cheap and easy option, Democrats, grow a set and run on the issue. Stop running races on race. So says Marcus, who, by the way, is black and must be back, because normally he tells me what city he's texting from. Glad you made it back safely, Marcus. And that radio.com's been working for you all week. He started a logistics company. He's one of our listeners. And so he has been doing a good service to the station. He's in a different city every day. And so he gets on radio.com, make sure it works, and let me know. He lets me know what city it's working in. Texter writes, these people that want to abandon Trump after this thing, the question I have to ask them is, where are they going? Nowhere. Stick with Trump. Another texter writes, Tara, thank you for all you do. Another texter writes, sometimes you got to take a step backward to move forward. Trump is always maneuvering to move ahead. Yeah. Another texter writes, those living in glass houses ought not to throw stones, but if others have thrown stones through your glass, toss the stones back at them. We do that every day on this show. All right. Coming up on the show. You know, I get a text from one of you every once in a while. It makes me think. I'll spend the next day thinking about it. Or maybe a phone call, but usually it's a text. I'll spend the next day thinking about it. Sometimes steaming about it, sometimes laughing about it, depending on the text. I got one yesterday. I read it on the air. And the person said, it was something to the effect of, and I should have pulled it before doing this, but something to the effect of, wow, you sure exaggerate, don't you? You're sure trying to whip things up, aren't you? Way to exaggerate was the gist of it. I can't remember the exact words he used. And I said to him, you must be new here. Way to make things sound really bad. Because I have to warn you about it all the time. And some of you get annoyed at me and say, oh, you're taking credit for everything you get right, Tara. Don't do that. Move on. But I do it because I'm usually so far out ahead of other folks that when I say it first, I sound crazy, and then it happens 6 months later. Because we are in a full tilt, crazy tilt-a-war world, and it's only getting worse and worse and worse. Well, I want to take credit for nailing my prediction in the day, it was actually the day after the gay marriage ruling, when I was freaking out, not about the gay marriage ruling, but about the additional ruling that Supreme Court Justice Kennedy had tacked onto it that didn't have anything to do with gay marriage. Remember the right to self-identity? And I said, and I specifically remembered being called a fearmonger, an intolerant fearmonger. I said the right to self-identity is going to lead to forced speech. The reason they are obsessed with transgender people, which is baffling, is that, I mean, transgender people, that's not a big constituency. It's tiny. Can't swing a race with that. Can't swing a race for city council. Heck, you can't swing a race for dog catcher with the votes of transgender people. There simply aren't a lot of them. Why this national obsession? And I said, because they are being used. They are being used to establish the right to self-identity. What is the right to self-identity? The ability to force speech. You must acknowledge the self-identity of everyone else and affirm it. This is why this week the American Psychology Association declared swinging, open relationships, and gross promiscuity as lifestyles that should be affirmed, celebrated, and respected. What caused that? The left gets right to self-identity. You will be made to celebrate swingers at your child's elementary school or else. Right to self-identity. Well, wait till you see what they're doing now. Exactly as I predicted back when I was being accused of exaggerating to try to get ratings. Oh, if only. I only wish I had to exaggerate to get ratings. We'd live in a better world. Oh, yeah, here it is. Wow, some listeners. Yes, he said you were such an alarmist. That's what it was. Wow, what a great listener to the show. Remembers that. Alarmist.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Webster writes, Tara, so our choice is between a failed human who is trying to keep us free or demon-infested people who want to enslave us. Is that really a choice? If so, then fool does not go far enough to describe. Not sure I get the end of that, but I get the gist of what you're saying. Another texter says to me, ooh, throwing a little shade at your humble host. I am humble. No, that's why I do it, because when I predict this stuff, I know I sound like a nut. It's just that I'm so far out. And I nail this again and again and again and again. And people say, you're exaggerating. You're alarmist. And then what I predict happens. So that's why I have to pre-inoculate you, especially if you're new here. I'm going to say and predict some things that'll sound a little crazy, and then they happen, I'm telling you. Those who've listened to me for years know that. Texter writes, try less gloating and more talking about solutions. I do nothing but talk about solutions. I told y'all how to fix it. I did it again this morning. Let me introduce you to the podcast. You can text the word podcast to 71307 and we'll deliver the podcast to you. You could listen to the first hour. I told you how to fix it. Not doing it again. Today, anyway. All right, Todd in Fountain Inn is online. You sound like, Todd, you're not happy with the president.
Well, it's not that I'm not happy with the president. I'm just looking at it at a different view.
Okay.
You know, the center back, Trump redacting the text, you know, and the chant. Okay, it upset me, but here's a different way to look at it. Now Trump can say, on the campaign trail, when they bring it up, you know, your people are chanting, center back, that was racist. And he can say, yes, and I redacted it. I called him out on it because it was wrong. When are you going to call your party out for doing wrong? What have you done? When did you redact yours?
See, and Todd, that's what Trump should have said yesterday. He should have said what you just said. All right, I call, you know, it's wrong. I'm telling my folks not to do it anymore. But by the way, I mean, AOC's words were quoted by the guy, the terrorist, the left-wing terrorist who firebombed an ICE facility. And folks, he set the car on fire to get the people to run out of the building so he could execute them. It didn't work. The officers came instead, so he tried to execute them instead. And he used her exact words, concentration camp. It was an ICE facility in his manifesto. And they, right. And they won't, and not, and then she refuses to condemn it and glares at the camera when asked, and the media has no questions about that. So it was his job. You're right, Todd. It's his job to bring that up, and he didn't, and it was disappointing.
I agree with you. Can't dispute it.
Yeah.
But timing is timing. I mean, yes, should have been done. Yes, but you know, when he brings it out, it's going to kind of hit like a sledgehammer. I don't know. I could be wrong about this. You know, I could be wrong, but I think what he's doing is setting up the platform of going, when my people got out of line, when my party, as the leader of my party, I called them out on it. I let them know this was wrong. You have never done that.
And you know what's frustrating about that, Todd? The regular person in this country who's now been treated endlessly to this. Has no idea that the left-wing terrorist quoted AOC, has no idea that Antifa, three different branches, called him a martyr and called for more violence, has no idea that Black Lives Matter called him a martyr and called for more violence, has no idea that AOC refused to condemn any of it when given the chance. I mean, if Americans could know those things, I believe Americans would make the right decisions, but they don't know those things, and it's his job to tell them because no one else will. And it was disappointing. He disappointed me. He could have done better.
In agreement with you, but you know, we're trying to deal common sense in a non-common sense world.
Yeah, they're not rational.
So, no, they're not rational. Yeah. Anyways, I appreciate your time this morning, Ms. Terry. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Todd from Fountain Inn, thank you so much for your phone call. Texter writes, smart Democrats love Trump and the Tara Show. Bless y'all. Trump's statement isn't racist. Are you a Democrat? Seriously, that'd be cool to know. All right. I took Todd's call and I didn't get into what I wanted to get into in this segment. It's really frustrating. Now I've only got like 2.5 minutes, so I'm not going to be able to do it. But this week, folks, you know what I'll do? I'll do it in 8 o'clock. I'll do it at 8:20. This week has been a virtual showcase of the future of forced speech. Because there's two parts to the liberal program. Number one, it was the first phase. We already lived through that, where you everybody lives in peace with everybody else. So we have gay friends, and we have straight friends, and we have Asian friends and black friends. We all get along together. That phase was okay. That phase was fine. It was good. It was cool. And we all tolerate each other, and we take a look at each, you know, we take a look to make sure, you know, hey, are people represented in groups in diversity, right? Okay, fine. Well, that wasn't good enough for the left. What they want is for you to be a force to affirm and celebrate any lifestyle that isn't Christian. You must be forced to say it at the point. Ultimately, they'd like to throw you in prison if you won't do it, or worse. But for now, they'd be more than happy to take your job and destroy your life. And the beginning of that battle was the gay marriage decision. Not because of the gay marriage part, but because of the part where Justice Kennedy wrote, created out of thin air, a new right, the right to self-identity, which really meant the right to have everyone else be forced to affirm your self-identity, even if you're transgender, a swinger, a person who claims to be female, a person who's clearly white but claims to be black, a person who's a man but claims to be a woman. Others must be made to accept and participate in your delusion. They're doing this as the basis of the beginning of forced speech. That was the purpose of that ruling tacked onto the gay marriage ruling. And this week was a showcase of it. I'll explain how at 8:20. Of the 23 MS-13 members who've been arrested, 19 are, of course, illegal immigrants. And so they were operating in the forest of L.A. The reason they were operating there is they grow a lot of drugs there, in addition to other stuff that they do. And what happens, by the way, a lot of them are unaccompanied minors, or were. That's how they got here. And what they do is, you know, when you're going to sign into the gang, you know, you got to kill somebody to show your loyalty. So, I mean, they need to kill a lot of people. There's a lot of murders to be done. And they like to do it with machete. So they take them out to the woods. They hack their body parts off. And just for kicks, rip their hearts out of their chests. You know, medieval style. They're great people. Folks, we've never seen this stuff in America. This is new. Well, you ought to know that of those, remember the left, Pelosi and all them whining, crying, and gnashing their teeth about removing those from the country who have, you know, deportation orders from a judge? Remember that? Remember Nancy Pelosi saying, in terms of interior enforcement, which is what this is, what's the point?
In terms of interior enforcement, what is the what's the point?
Why should we remove MS-13? Well, three of the murderers just arrested have deportation orders. So that would fall under interior enforcement, would it not, Nancy? Another five use the asylum system to get here illegally. That's a crime. It's a secondary crime. And are currently applying for asylum. So when they say, it's just people that just come in, they suffer so much. There's some of them, but there's some of these too. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. So here we are. This is the reporting on this. Yeah, here we go. And this ends with Ken Cuccinelli, who is the head of USCIS.
In other news this morning, at least three of the MS-13 gang members charged in a series of brutal killings had current deportation orders. Five were trying to use our asylum system to stay in the country.
Great.
That's according to Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli.
It's very hard to reconcile the same cities that scream at ICE for enforcing the law, doing their job, are the same ones who harbor these folks, many of whom are just evil and vicious people.
22 MS-13 members were charged in connection to seven murders in California. Nearly all of them were here illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. See, but folks on the other side aren't being told any of this. This is not on their news. They don't know. By the way, this is the clip Rush was referring to a minute ago. I just played you the stats on those MS-13 members. Again, three had deportation orders. Five are currently seeking asylum. So that's nearly half of the 19 who are illegal immigrants, folks. Here's Nancy Pelosi again explaining how these MS-13 members really they're from God.
These aren't people. These are animals. You have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person?
Well, I don't know, Nance. The dignity of worth and worth of every person. You mean while they're ripping out the guy's heart with their bare hands? That's cool, right, Nancy? Could you condemn that? Oh, they'd never condemn a thing like that. They won't even acknowledge it. I mean, AOC had a full-on broad daylight gang shootout in her district on the subway. It was an execution on the way to work. She said nothing. She said nothing. Put everybody in danger in her district who just wanted to go to work. She said nothing. All right. Jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. MS-13 has a spark of divinity. That statement is only true if your God is Satan. Ooh. Ouch. Smoking text. Oh. Texter writes, friends of ours attended an orientation meeting at Virginia Tech for their incoming freshman daughter, and each person who spoke, dean of students, etc., informed the crowd of which pronoun he or she identified with. WTH. Folks, if that was my kid, we just packed the stuff up, put it in the car, and go back home. I'm not paying for that. I'm not doing it. Text writes, oh, Tara, it's just boys being boys. Because boys will be boys, unless they're girls. And I said that purpose. No, I said there. I said there. I did not say no. I did it right, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.